at the Ag Issues Forum in San Antonio. I'm visiting with Marco Ugarte. And first of all, Marco, tell me what you do.
Hello, I'm Marco Ugarte, and I'm a sustainability manager for MillerCoors, and I do have a focus on water and energy stewardship.
Well, before we started here, I asked, we're going to talk about beer, right? Because, you know, that's one of my favorite subjects.
Absolutely.
How does that fit into this job that you have?
Absolutely. As a beer company, 90% of any product is water. And as a company, if you take a look of all the water that we use from crop to the table, 90%+ of the water happens to be on farm, in the operations, in the field. So as a brewing company, we're really looking forward to partner to better understand the opportunities and the challenges in the farming community and really to learn from our growers.
Well, that sounds like something that's going to ultimately be beneficial to both sides. I mean, things you might learn together could help the farmer, at the same time help MillerCoors.
Correct. I think that brewing companies are usually typecasting just manufacturing operations, and we have a lot of efficiencies there in energy and water, but the big opportunity really comes in the agricultural section of the business. And we have partnered in Idaho specifically with the Nature Conservancy, with different growers and the community, and we found that it really helps to be a better steward of their resources. We started with a cost of maybe $50 per acre at the beginning of our trials, and we end up with an efficiency of more than 50%, reducing now up to $21 per acre. So it's more than a 50% reduction in the pocket of the farmer. So really we're looking from all the facets of sustainability, the economic side, the environmental side, and the social aspect.
So how about, you know, when we've got a situation, one of our biggest ag states, California, where it sounds like they're getting some rain finally, but, you know, when you've got that much of a concern over water, this becomes even more important, I assume.
Absolutely. This certainly hits home for us because we do have a brewery in Irvindale, California. So we are closely monitoring the situation, even though Irvindale is one of the top performing breweries in the system, having a great water to beer ratio for us. That is really one of the kind of manufacturing metrics. We are very, very observant and monitoring what are the new regulations, what are the voluntary schemes. For example, right now, there is a voluntary 20% reduction. We have, as a company, and specifically in Irvindale, we have done a similar and equivalent reduction in the last 5 years, and that takes a lot of cultural awareness and really positively think what it's seen for me beyond the company, outside the four walls of the company. So right now we are exploring partnerships with the Pacific Institute, that is the operational arm of the United Nations Global Compact based out in California. So we are looking forward to really better understand the situation and really be a proactive player in the community.
So what's an example of a specific sort of, I don't know whether it's be like a best management practice for the farmer or what, that will be a good example of how you've been able to work to accomplish some of these reductions?
Absolutely. There are a lot of specific pivots deployed in the different fields that grow barley, and they are also rotating with different crops. And a lot of these systems haven't been changed or upgraded or serviced in 20, 25 years. I mean, they are still run. They do the job, so nobody's really putting a lot of attention to them. We found out that by shutting off the end guns, we went from a rate of 1,200 gallons per minute to less than 1,000 right now, in the neighborhood of 700 to 800 gallons per minute. That overall reduction in a showcase barley farm that we have in Idaho with the Nature Conservancy and with the Stevenson family now has achieved a reduction of 125 million gallons per year. So it sounds when you talk about just gallons per minute, well, it doesn't sound like much, but when you add up for a full season, it becomes really hundreds of millions of gallons. So that is really material for the farm and for the community and ultimately for the brewing business.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned the conservancy. How are you working with them?
Absolutely. The Nature Conservancy has been one of the best strategic partners that we have had, not only in Idaho, but also in San Luis Valley, Colorado, and in other sections like Montana and Wyoming, where we also source a lot of barley and brewing materials for the company. The Nature Conservancy brings not only the third-party expertise, but also a suite of resources. They have a global freshwater team that is extremely active. We partner also with local and regional universities to advance research in terms of hydrological models to better understand. So essentially, we blend our capabilities, our brewing materials team, the agronomy team, the research and development piece, with external expertise, with the validation of really an NGO partner that also have a stake in the local community. But at the same time, it provides the transparency and it provides the connection between the farming community, between us as a company, and in that sense, we increase our capabilities to better understand our growing community.
Here at this event that we have with Bayer Crop Science, then, do you have a relationship with Bayer, first of all, and are you going to be doing a presentation here?
We're delighted with this invitation to share some of the best management practices in our showcase barley farm from Idaho. Corporate-wise, we don't have a specific agreement with Bayer Crop Science, but in some of the fields in Idaho and some of our farmers, they use some of the products from Bayer Crop Science. So we have that same connection, similar as we use different fertilizers, different pesticides from different companies. The big opportunity came here as we essentially develop a best management practices guide that is coming in the next month or so that is going to be deployed in our grower community in San Luis Valley, Colorado. But this document is really a big opportunity of capturing the lessons learned of the last 3 years of the body of work with the Nature Conservancy, with the Stevenson's Farm, and we look forward to share that. So this is the perfect place to share these learnings and to really to just join everybody in this journey.
Sure. Well, before we close here, just a going-away comment. Why would I want Miller Coors versus some other beer out there?
Absolutely. I think that Miller Coors has really walked the talk since the very beginning. As a joint venture formed in 2008 between SAB Miller and the Molson Coors Brewing Company, sustainability has been always part of the top strategy, and especially right now when it's very evident and visible the scarcity of resources, the projections into the future. We are a company that from the core side of the family, the company invented the recyclable can, so we really have sustainability embedded into the company, and now looking broader into what is our footprint in the overall community, in the country, in the different states we operate and we live, we feel that this is the time to really step up the game and to really tackle and address this 90%+ of water and resources. So I think that when you combine everything together, you can always identify a brand that really is sustainable from crop until to the table.
Wonderful. Very well said. Well, thank you, Marco, for visiting with me here. I think you probably are on the schedule for another interview coming up, but I appreciate the time here at the Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.